Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening. How's everyone?
Good evening.
Good.
Awesome.
It ain't right.
You're right, man.
Yeah, lock it. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Good evening, Dr. Carey.
Good evening, how are you?
Good evening, Dr. Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And also Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And we have Loretta, Mom, and Hubert as well. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Auntie Betty, will you go ahead and start us off in Joshua 22 while we wait for the others to join?
Yes. To God be the glory. Chapter 22 from the book of Joshua. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the highest tribe of Manasseh and said unto them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days until this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest unto your brethren, as he had promised them. Therefore, now return ye, and get you unto your tent, and unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of Jordan. But take gentle heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandment, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Josh blessed them and sent them away, and they went unto their tent. Now to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given process in Bashan, and to the other half, and gave Joshua among their brethren on the other side of Jordan westward. And when Joshua sent them away also unto their tent, he then blessed them, and he spake unto them, saying, return with much riches unto your tent, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, with brass, and with iron, and with much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemy with your brethren. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is the land of Canaan, to go unto the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, whereof they was all possessed, according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And when they had come unto the border of Jordan that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to see to. And the children of Israel heard, saying, behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, in the half side of Manasseh had built an altar over against the land of Canaan in the border of Jordan as a passion of the children of Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to the wall against them. And the children of Israel sent unto the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh, and to the land of Gilead. For now the son of Eliab, the priest, and with him 10 princes, and each chief house a prince, throughout all the tribes of Israel, and each one was a head of the house of their father among the thousands of the Israelites, the Israel. And they came unto the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh, unto the land of Gilead, and they spake unto them, saying, thus said the whole congregation of the Lord, what trespass is this that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, in that ye have built you an altar, and ye might rebel this day against the Lord, and to require pure to live for us, for which we are not clean until this day, although there was a pledge in the congregation of the Lord, but that we must turn away this day from following the Lord, and it will be seen ye rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be wroth with the whole congregation of Israel. Notwithstanding, if the land of your possession be clean, then pass ye over unto the land of the possession of the Lord, wherein the Lord tabernacle dwell, and take possession among us, but rebel not against the Lord, nor rebel against us, in the building you an altar beside the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zohar, commit a trespassing in the accusing thing? And the wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel, and that a man perished not alone in his iniquity. Then the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the head tribe of Manasseh answered and said unto the head of the thousand of Israel, the Lord God of God, the Lord God of God, he knoweth, and the ear shall know, if it be in rebellion or in trespassing against the Lord, save us not this day, that we may build us an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if to offer their own burnt offering, meat offering, or if to offer peace offering their own, let the Lord himself require it. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, then in time to come, the children might speak unto their children, saying, what have we to do with the Lord, God of Israel? And the Lord has made Jordan a border between us and you. You children of Reuben, children of Gad, you have no part in the Lord. So shall your children make our children see from fearing the Lord. Therefore, we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering, not for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you, and in our congregation after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offering, with our sacrifice, and with our peace offering, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, you have no part in the Lord. Therefore said we, that ill shall be, when they should say to us or to our congregation in time to come, that we may say again, behold the pattern of the altar of the Lord, which our father made, not for burnt offering, not for sacrifice, but it for a witness between us and you. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord and turn this day from following the Lord to build an altar for burnt offering, for meat offering, or sacrifice beside the altar of the Lord our God that is before his tabernacle. And when for now priests and the princes of the congregation and the head of the thousands of Israel which were with him heard these words, that now children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh spake it pleased him. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the priest, said unto the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us, because we have not committed this trespass against the Lord. Now we have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. Now Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the prince, returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad out of the land of Gilead unto the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. And the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed the God, and did not intend to go up against them in battle, to destroy the land where the children of the Reubenites and the Gad dwell. And the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the altar was called Ed, for it shall be a witness between us that the Lord is God. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading of Joshua 22, Auntie Betty. We did have one more caller to join, and that's Auntie Dot. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll go ahead and jump right on into our program, but let me do a roll call before we start so everyone knows who's on the call today. We have Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Hubert, Mom, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela. So again, good evening, everyone, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Right. Welcome to the Nellum family and friends. Welcome to this weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name.
Amen.
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 All righty. We will start off with the opening prayer led by Auntie Carrie.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your word that you have left for us. We thank you for your commandment, and we thank you for your law. Lord, we just want to understand and live right. Follow your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for that beautiful opening prayer. All righty. Moving right along, we're going to do a worship song. The title is Let It Rise by William Murphy. Give me just a moment here.
Oh,
To our program where we have an opportunity to do Bible verse or teaching roundtable. If you don't have anything to share, just say pass when your name is called. All righty. Let's start off with Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hand in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul fall apart after thee, thy right hand upholdeth thee. But thou that seek my soul to destroy it shall go unto the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for the foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that swear in him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speaketh lies shall be stopped. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of David, Sister Shirley. This is when he was in the desert of Judah. Thank you for that reading. Next we have Hubert.
We come out of 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 16 to 25. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, O God, you have spoken about the future of the house of your servant. You have looked on me as though I were the most exalted of men. O Lord God, what more can David say to you for honoring your servant? For you know your servant, O Lord. For the sake of your servant and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made known all these great promises. There is no one like you, O Lord, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth, whose God went out to redeem a people for himself and to make a name for yourself and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations before you, a people whom you redeemed from Egypt. You made your people Israel your very own forever, and you, O Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord, let the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house be established forever. Do as you promised, so that it will be established and that your name will be great forever. Then men will say, the Lord Almighty, the God over Israel, is Israel God. And the house of your servant David will be established before you. You, my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him. So your servant has found courage to pray to you. O Lord, you are God. You have promised these good things to your servant. Now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight. For you, O Lord, have blessed it, and it will be blessed forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Hubert, for that reading out of 1 Chronicles 17. God's promises to David and David's prayer. Amen.
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 Righty. And next we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving and kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercy. blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from thy iniquity and clean me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done thee evil thing in the sight, evil thing in thy sight, that thou might be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou divide the truth in the inward part, and it is hidden part that shall make me know wisdom. Purge me with hypocrisy, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and the gladness, that the bone which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence, and make thy Holy Spirit for me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for coming out of Psalm 51. This is where Nathan came to David after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba.
That's Bathsheba.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Amen.
Next, we'll have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm coming out of St. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. When the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Matthew 28. We're talking about the resurrection, in particular, the Great Commission. Amen.
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 All righty. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 through 6, and it says, living epistle. The old saying, actions speak louder than words, is still true. Much of our communication is normal. People hear us by paying attention to gesture, factual expression, body deportment, and vocal intonation. These are external indicators for our international attitude. They help us to understand the true method that we are communicating as we relate with others. More often than not, others will be more impressed by what we do than by what we say. As Christians, we must expect that others will read us as living documents. This is what the scripture means when we are encouraged to be living epistles. When people read our body language, they should see the movement of the Holy Spirit in and through us. we need to be sure that the action of the Holy Spirit are visible in our novel communication and in our action, as well as in our verbal communication. By letting the Holy Spirit complete the perfect work in us, we are allowing the hand of the Almighty to write upon the tablet of our spirit. Each person who come in contact with us are read what the Holy Spirit has to say. People can be saved and their lives can be changed because they are inspired to learn about the Lord through reading the living epistle of our lives. Our letter written by the Holy Spirit might say, "Dear reader, God dwell here. I have changed this vessel from within so that this life is clear. Reflect on the Lord Jesus. The color of skin, gender, and nationality no longer matter. The emotions scars are healed, but past evil have been used for good. Life, liberty, love, grace, forgiveness, peace, and joy remain in this person. This is possible for you, too. Come get to know me. Sincere, the Holy Spirit." Amen.
Amen. Right up on the tablet.
Thank you, Mom, for that read out of 2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians.
You said Chronicles.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. But she was coming out of the third chapter, which talked about ministers of the new covenant and how we should minister others. Amen.
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 Next, I have Auntie Betty. Auntie Betty.
Hello.
It's Betty.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I hated them. Okay. I'm coming out of the book of John, chapter 17. The word spoke Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with thy glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me out of the world. They were, and they gave them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are for thee. For I have given unto them the word which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out of thee, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray to them, I pray not for the world, but of them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And then I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to thee, Holy Father, keep them through thy own name, whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with thee in the world, I kept them in your name, those that thou gavest me. I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them their word, and the world have hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that they should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. And basically, is Jesus praying for himself. Amen.
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 Next, we have Loretta.
Yes, I am coming out of Joel Osteen, and the reading is out of Ephesians 2:10. It goes on to say, you are God's special handiwork, equipped and anointed to be the person God has called you to be. The Bible says in Psalms 139 that God knew who you were before you were ever formed in your mother's womb. You have unique gifts and abilities and talents, and God has a unique plan for your life. The enemy may try to make you think you have to conform to the opinions of others, but if you are secure in who God made you, then you can resist those outside demands and pressure that try to mold you into something you're not. As you continue to grow in your relationship with the Lord through prayer, worship, and fellowship with other believers, you will gain confidence in the Lord that will free you from the opinions of man and allow you to be the person God called you to be. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta, for that reading from Joel Osteen. And it's mainly to Paul, letting us know that we made alive in Christ. Amen.
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 Yeah, his workmanship. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Okay, well, that concludes our first round. We're going to move into our sick and shut-in before... We pray. I just want to know, are there any other names we need to add to our sick and shut-in?
I need to add my grandson, Kamarian. He's had hives on and off going on 4 weeks now.
Okay. Do we have any praise report around the other people that have been on the sick and shut in? How are you guys doing, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie?
I'm doing a little better.
I'm doing
therapy. So I'm doing a little better. They're supposed to give me an injection on the 26th. So other than that, I'm doing okay. But still keep me on the prayer list. Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you for sharing.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. But keep praying for me.
Amen.
All right. We'll do. Yeah. We'll do. Thank you, God, for sharing. Do anyone know an update on Josie?
All I know, they put him in hospital one day this week, Friday, I think. That's all I know.
All righty.
And then last, any updates on Auntie Wileen?
Yes, she'll have her last chemo tomorrow. But she's doing
awesome.
Good. I went by to see her yesterday. So she's doing great.
Praise God.
Awesome.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. So, but there's no other new names we need to add, anyone? Other than Kamarian? All righty. If we bow your heads for who?
Me.
Gilbert.
Yeah, my back. All right.
Okay.
He was saying he's having back pain, so we're going to add him to our prayer list. All right, if you would bow your head, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we want to take this moment to pray for all sick and shut-in, especially our family and friends. We have a special prayer for the following: Auntie Wileen, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Joseph, and Kamarian. Dear Lord, you are the just judge, holy, and Hubert, I'm sorry, and Hubert. Dear Lord, you are the just judge, holy and true. You are the most high God. You give us life. You hold all power in your hands, Father God. You are the mighty one from God who carries the world and is the ruler over all the earth. You, Lord, are the miracle worker for the sick. In your spirit, your gift of healing is alive. In you, Lord, we can put our trust that you can heal us and protect us from the enemy. Lord Almighty, thank you for loving us and sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to save us. You, Lord, are full of mercy and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Right. All right. We're at the part in our where we acknowledge birthdays. Do we have any birthdays for August 9th through August the 15th?
One of the Sundays in that weekend.
Say that again.
Jazz or Jewel.
That was last week, wasn't it?
Jazz was this week, the Jewel and this is coming up.
Dominique. Okay. I didn't have a date by Dominique. Okay. Jazz was the 8th, so Dominique, I didn't have a date by it.
But what about Jewel? You're coming up.
I don't have Jewel at all.
But Jewel is 13, I think.
I need to get the date. They're going to bring the names up. So we have Jewel and Dominique. Jewel on the 13th, Dominique on the 15th. These are Bruce's kids. And we're going to also just acknowledge Pop's gentle burner on the 15th as well. I know you didn't say who. Okay, I see the 15th went to Dominique. Okay, I apologize. My notes are not good. I need to redo my notes. All right. No, here's the 21st.
The 21st,
and
okay.
It was Dominique the 15th, but it looked like it was beside Mr. Gentleman's name.
Okay.
I think that it was his birthday. Loretta, I'm going to put you on the spot. How about singing happy birthday to us?
Sure. Been a minute. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God's children. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen.
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 All right. Thank you for that. back to Loretta. We will go on to the second part of our program where we have either a testimony or a poem or a song to share. If not, just say pass when your name is called. I'll start off with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
All righty. Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay. Loretta.
Oh, yes. With the pandemic going around, I wanted to read something healthy and biblical, and I ran across this poem. I think everyone would enjoy it. It's by Lauren Woody. The title is Shop in Heaven's Grocery Store. Mm-hmm. I was walking down Life Highway a long time ago, and one day I saw a sign that read, Heaven's Grocery Store. As I got a little closer, the door came open wide, and when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere, and one angel said, my child, shop with care. Everything a Christian needed was in that grocery store, and all you couldn't carry, you could come back the next day for more. First, I got some patience, and love was in the same row. Further down was understanding. You need that everywhere you go. I got a box of two of wisdom and a bag or two of faith. I just couldn't miss the Holy Ghost, for he was all over the place. So I stopped to get some strength and courage to help me run the race. By then, my basket was getting full, but I remembered I needed some grace. I didn't forget salvation, for salvation was free. So I tried to get enough of that to save you and me. Then I started to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do my master will. As I went up the aisle, I saw prayer and just had to put that in. For I know when I step outside, I would run right into sin. Peace and joy was sin if they were on the last step. Song and praises was hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said, how much do I owe? He just smiled and said, just take them everywhere you go. Really, how much do I owe? He smiled and said, my child, Jesus paid your bill a long time ago. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem. Amen. All righty. Next we have Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley, do you have anything else to share?
Happiness.
All righty. Next, we have Hubert.
I have a testimony and a song. My son, Andrea, y'all know, is incarcerated. Well, he out on at the halfway house now. And he was on Facebook showing all the certificates that he had achieved and all the mechanics and some more work he was doing while in prison. And I think that's good that he's getting educated while he's in there. That was a praise report for Drill.
Amen.
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 If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. Because I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I need. Stepped in the water. The water was cold. Healed my body, but not my soul. Because I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I need. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For sharing and updating us on Jarrell. And that's just beautiful that he'll have something to look forward to when he finally get out of the halfway. That's a beautiful testimony.
Amen.
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 All righty. Next I have Mom.
Pass.
Last but not least, for sure, Auntie Dot.
I pass.
All righty. Okay, well, that concludes our second round. Before we go into the last worship song and prayer, just want to assign parts for next week. I'm doing my pregnant ball so you guys can think about it so you can quickly volunteer. Do I have a volunteer for Joshua 23 reading?
I try.
Is that Auntie Dot? Hey.
I'm going to try.
Okay. All righty.
Praise God.
All right.
All righty. Thank you for volunteering, Auntie Dot. Next, we have the opening prayer. Any volunteers for the opening prayer? Okay. How about the closing prayer? Do we have a volunteer for the closing prayer?
I close. Auntie Carrie.
Got it. Thank you. And also, before we move along, just want to thank our volunteers for this week, Auntie Betty for reading Joshua, Auntie Carrie for the opening prayer, and who's doing the closing prayer?
Oh, we fought over this last week. Tell him, Dot, who is it?
Loretta. All right, Loretta. Well, be ready. Okay. All righty. So let's go ahead and listen to our last song. It's called Incredible God, Incredible Praise by the Youth for Christ group. Sorry, I lost my stuff.
Can't believe all the way to death. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's incredible. Amen.
Amen.
He is.
Amen.
God is a good God.
Amen.
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 We have come to the conclusion of our program, and we'd just like to thank everyone for attending and, more importantly, sharing. We appreciate it, and we love each one of you.
Here we need to do the closing prayer.
Thank you. I'm rushing because I got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to let you do that. Thank you, Loretta.
Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you that I am blessed. My transgressions are forgiven, and my sins is covered. By the power of your Holy Spirit and with your life flowing through me, let there be no deception found in me. Father, I do not desire to be silent about my sins, for when I am, my body wastes away and my heart is heavy. My body washed away in my heart. I desire to confess my transgressions to you so that you will forgive and remove the guilt of my sin. I thank you that I can come and hide myself in you in times of trouble and the flood of great waters will not reach me. I praise you for the song of deliverance that you surround me with, that flows through my heart and my thoughts and lifts me above my circumstances. Thank you for the instruction and counsel that you will give us and always keeping your eye upon us. Heavenly Father, let no stubbornness or lack of understanding be found in us. I will trust in you, Lord, and your loving countenance that surrounds me. I rejoice in you. I will be glad in you. Heavenly Father, strengthen us in our inner man to do your will and receive all the blessings for the upright in heart. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for the closing prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So in closing, we can just thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time, and we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave and go out about our week. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you all. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
On my phone is. That was the problem.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh.
All right.
us off. Have a good night, everyone. We love you.
Love you.
We love you. Good night.
Good night.
You have to go all the way.